Today, it is a very special day. It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama, throughout the state of Alabama, our neighboring states as well. Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama, big supporter of Alabama athletics, and certainly proud to present a couple of former running backs. One was the fullback position. Martin Houston's coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll talk with him. Also, Kerry Goode in just a couple of seconds. So I welcome in Kerry right now into the program. Kerry, I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to T-Town.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Kerry, it's going to be a special week. Homecoming here in Tuscaloosa, and you're going to be one of the honorary captains. We'll look forward to welcoming you back to the capstone.
It is. My brothers and I are coming over, and they've invited us to be honorary captains, and we're excited about being there. It's always good to come home, and be wanted to come home. So, we're looking forward to being there and mixing and mingling with the fans.
Absolutely. And, Kerry, let me get an update. What are you doing these days? What are you up to?
I'm just living in Atlanta here, and trying to raise these kids and get them up and out and over there to Tuscaloosa.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a full-time job, more than a full-time job.
Oh, yeah. They keep me busy running from one sport to the next.
So let me talk a little Alabama football with you. Your thoughts about Alabama is they're now the best team in college football, according to the selection committee, number one.
Yeah, me personally, they're one of the top teams, but I would rather them, not gotten up there so fast again and probably put them about 3-4 and then, let's play our way back to number one through the Auburn game and the SEC title game and, because we've got a young team overall. And I just think we just got to keep that carrot out there in front of them, keep them hungry.
No doubt. And it is a young team, and there's some inexperience there. But at this point in the season, that inexperience has become experienced, and they've been battle tested in this SEC. This is a league that you don't get a big margin of error because these teams will close the gap in this league very, very quickly.
Exactly. Beginning of the year, everyone thought it would be Texas A&M and LSU and Auburn battling, for that. That's the Western spot. Who would have thought that Mississippi State and Ole Miss would, be right there battling out with everybody?
No doubt. Kerry Goode right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Let me also ask you, as far as a transition period in college football, we seem like that we've now become, I'm talking about college football as a whole, going away from a smash-mouth attack to a spread them out a little bit. Your thoughts of the direction of college football?
Yeah, I think even Alabama's opening up the offense a little more. When you end up with receivers like Amari Cooper, you've got no other choice but to open that thing up. People like Julio Jones, so that lends itself that you got to throw the ball a little more because you got athletes, guys with a lot of athletic ability on the outside. And, my thing right now is with Alabama, I would like to see them, run the ball a little better than they have. I think losing Kenyon Drake has hurt them a little bit because I always thought he was probably the best of the three, running backs. He just, couldn't stay on the doghouse or whatever the case was going on over there with him. But he's a world of ability, and I pray that he gets back in full strength and, get back on the field. As far as, the quarterbacks and receivers in college football, I think, with these summer camps and all of the stuff that goes on now, they get a little more polished. You're doing the 707s and all of those different type camps, and it gives you an opportunity, a quarterback to throw in to receivers and receivers to get out and run around and do stuff. So I think that's going to be the way this thing goes for a while. But it all comes back in circles. Eventually, a team that can run that ball and control the offensive line is going to be the guy that's standing on top at the end of the day.
Kerry, I want to go back. What message would you tell Kenyon Drake as he has suffered a pretty major injury, going to miss the remaining part of the season. You've went through some trials on the injury front, and you had to work your way back, and I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But knowing what you went through, what message would you give Kenyon Drake?
Well, stay focused, you know, realize what you're there for. First and foremost, you know, go ahead and get your education. Make sure that should first and foremost come into your mind and say, hey, man, it gives me an idea that this game is not for long. So, you know, you got to make sure you graduate and get out of there on time. As far as getting back on the field, you know, get in that weight room, get in the training room, and do everything that they're asking you to do. And, you know, once you get that done, now you go do your thing. And what you think needs to happen to get you on the field. I would always do that. Ride the bike and do all the stuff the trainers and strength coaches would ask. And then, you know, I'd go out and say, hey, now, what do I think I need, you know, to allow me to get back on the field?
Going back to the game against Boston College, let's talk about the highlights of that game. You broke all sorts of records in that 84 Boston College game. You had almost 300 yards of all-purpose yards. You ran the second half kickoff. What made you click in that game? That was a big game. I know it was. Let's talk about the highlights, then I'll get to the part that is the part of the game, which is it was an injury.
Well, for me, I always thought, even as a freshman, you know, playing a lot and as I did my freshman year, that I could do some of the same things I had done in high school, you know, 4 or 5 touchdown games. And I didn't see why that there was not a reason that I couldn't do it at the next level. And once I got beyond that freshman year and had opportunity to get some experience in games and be able to read offensive and defensive, you know, movements better. Because that first year, man, everything's happening so fast. You're just trying to run for your life. Second year, it kind of slowed down for me, and I was able to see a lot easier. You know, make the decisions of, okay, this hole's opening here, over there. So, you know, you knew, okay, run toward it. Even though it's not there, it's going to open as soon as you get there. It's just those type of things that you learn as you get, you know, a little more experience behind you.
And then the tragic knee injury, and probably a little bit different than what it would be in this time. They were not as advanced of repairing the knee. And, you know, it seems like now, you know, you look at Eddie Jackson, defensive back, tore his ACL in spring. He's back before the season started and was able to.
Oh, yeah, man. It's amazing. I think a year and a half after I tore mine, Gene Jeffs injured his knee, and they put him in a brace and had him up right, walking around the same day. When I had my surgery, I wake up with a cast from all the way down to my ankle and all the way up to my hip. They immobilize you, and you stay that way for 8 weeks, and then you go into a brace for another 8 weeks. You know, I always think about, you know, if you had come along just a little bit later, you probably, you know, would have worked out a little better for you.
I go back. What was in the water in Town Creek, Alabama? I mean, man, you guys produced talent just going out of style, and certainly still a hotbed of talent there. What was in the water up there?
Well, you know, a little small town, not a lot to do.
And oh, is that what it was? Is that
oh,
what?
Oh, yeah, you know, my high school team, you know, we ended up, my senior class ended up winning a state championship 2 years, junior and senior year. But that team, we played together since 6, 7 years old, all the way through all the ranks. So by the time we got to high school, we knew each other well and knew what the other would do and who was deficient and what, who needed help with. And, you know, you fill that gap. It's a lot to be said, you know, keeping your core group together. And, you know, I just think if you can do that and each player learns each other, you know, you're talking roughly 10 years of playing together and knowing each other inside out.
Kerry Goode right now, and I'm sorry, I interrupted you. My apologies.
Well, I was just going to say, it went through all the little, the other years, all the way down. Even when I was going and playing in the NFL, I look back and out here in Hazelwood and won another state championship. And I said, well, you know, like I said, these guys have been playing together for a long time.
Right now we're talking with Kerry Good. He's inside the game here in Tuscaloosa, and I guess that's the feeling in Tuscaloosa. It's just like the expectation is there to compete for a championship every single year.
It is. You know, it's a fun time, great time, you know, be a Tide fan, be, you know, former member of it. You can sit back and look at with pride and say, hey, man, they're getting it done, and the expectations are very high. And, you know, if you're a player, you want the expectations high, and you want to have an opportunity to compete for a national championship every year.
And speaking of that, you were there in the early 80s. You arrived here, 83 was your freshman year, 84 the year in Boston College that we were talking about a couple of seconds ago. I would still consider that a transition period, coming out of the 70s right. with Coach Bryant. Let me ask you, looking at Coach Perkins and looking at being part of that, could you feel that pressure of that transition year coming out of Coach Bryant into Coach Perkins?
I really didn't. The pressure for me was being a freshman.
Which was enough.
Coming in and playing. But, I enjoyed it. For me, I wanted to, hey, give me the ball and you know, let me do what I do and hopefully I can help you win some games. I think, you know, pressure normally comes on from people that do it to themselves. You go out here to play ball and you just take care of your own job and not worry about what other people are thinking and all that. Just do what you're supposed to do, and the pressure will take care of itself.
Kerry, let me get to the very special game. No doubt, homecoming. You're going to be one of the honorary captains this weekend. We'll look forward to welcome you and your brothers back to the University of Alabama inside Bryant-Denny Stadium. But we all know what's happening next week. It's the big game.
Yes,
it's the Alabama and Auburn game. As a player, what does that game mean to you when you were playing here, and what does it mean now as you represent the Crimson White?
Well, I tell you what, I remember my first Alabama-Auburn game that I saw live with the Bo Jackson over the top, and I'm sitting in the stands, actually as a guest of Auburn on a recruiting trip. And it's just, for me, I think that day watching that game is really what still my fate in doing Alabama, because I could see the anguish and, the, you know, people just didn't sit well with the University of Alabama and how excited Auburn got about beating them for the first time in a long time. So I'm like, well, you know what? I don't want to be in a situation where I win one every five tries, and I want to win them all. So, and then when I got the first opportunity to play in my first as a freshman, my whole mindset was go out that day and outrush Bo Jackson, which I think I did pretty well. And each time I get ahead, and I, you know, in my mind, you know, you're a freshman. I want to make sure I'm getting the yardage and getting the touches. And every time I think I was pulling ahead, he'd roll off one of those long runs. I think he had two long touchdown runs that really, you know, kept him in the battle for that rushing title on that day.
Kerry, I go back to that recruiting trip that you were talking about a couple of minutes ago. Was Auburn ever in the decision? Part of the decision? How hard of a decision was it? Did you ever consider going and playing for Auburn?
Well, you know what? All of us, me and Chris was first recruited by Auburn, and he actually had committed to Auburn. And on signing day, Coach Dye called the house and said he had allotted too many scholarships and asked my dad if he would walk on. They put him on scholarship in the spring. So my dad's like, no. There's no way we're going to turn down a scholarship to walk on anywhere. And it kind of upset my father. And in so many words, he just said, you know, don't worry about coming back here next year. And that's basically how we all ended up here toward Alabama.
Wow. Okay. So a little bit of a unique story. And certainly one of the great families of Alabama history. Anytime you see that last name, you think about the family members that you've had play here, and Even the cousins, Antonio Langham, Tarrant Lynch, I think is one of your cousins. Certainly a long pedigree of great genes that have been a big part of the University of Alabama family.
Yeah, we've had quite a few. It's come through. I think it's somewhere around 18.
18, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, okay. Kerry, I really appreciate you helping me here on a Throwback Thursday, and no doubt you'll be on the quad. You'll be signing autographs prior to the game there on the campus of the University of Alabama. We always enjoy talking to players and allowing them to sort of tell their story, and we appreciate you sharing your story with us. And I know that, I look back, and certainly you went through some trials a couple of years ago, and you've always been a big part of the Alabama family, and I remember...
You know what? I did. It was a trying time, with all the injuries and stuff. But if I had to do it all over again, I'd back up doing it knowing that I'd have the same results. I'd do it again. I had a lot of fun. The Lord blessed me with a great life. So I have no qualms about the way it all ended and the way it came about.
Absolutely. Kerry, thank you so much for helping me out and spend some time here talking Alabama football in Tuscaloosa. We'll see you inside Bryant-Denny Stadium on Saturday. Thank you again.
Okay. Tell that other number 35, Martin Houston, I said hello.
Well, now he said he was a better third. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. But he said well, you got that 35 started before he did.
I think would have a battle with that one, too.
Say it again.
I think the Miko Lions would have a problem with that as well.
Hey, that's been a good number, certainly in Alabama football history. Kerry, thank you so much. I hope you have a great one.
All right, thank you.